This game right here is very, very special. It is called Name That Ken Game because did you guys know what today is? It's a very special day. Do you know what it is?
Is it like Barbie Day or something?
It's close, actually. It's National Ken Day. So this is the only song I have about Kens, but...
Why is there a National Ken Day?
For the Ken doll. In honor of the Ken doll, whose real name is Kenneth Carson.
Kenneth Carson, shut up!
Did I get a last name?
I'm telling you, that's his real name. Do we know Barbie's last name?
No.
Yeah, Kenneth Carson is Ken's real name. That's his first and last name. So in honor of that, today we're going to play a game called Name That Ken. Now, it could be Ken, Kenneth, Kenny, anything with like Ken in the beginning to help it out there. So let's get somebody to play the game, and everybody else hang on, because if they lose, that means that you will win. Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi.
Hello. Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, a little more confidence. I got faith in you. Come on now. You got to believe it. All right, let's begin here. Here's your question. This Kenny is a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame and gave some great advice when he said, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Who is that Kenny? Can you tell me that?
Kenny Rogers.
Dang, look at you! You got
to know. Oh, I would have got that wrong, actually. I thought it was Kenny Chesney.
Well, I think he is in the Hall of Fame. If not, he will be. Do you know the song?
Yeah.
Know when to run.
I don't know who sang it.
Kenny Rogers is like the greatest. He did Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton?
Yeah, I'm just like not an old country type of person.
There.
I like Patsy Cline.
Oh, hey, you know what? I respect her.
I relate to that song, so.
It was written about you. All right, here's your next one. Good job so far. This Ken was a 13-time All-Star in the MLB. He played 22 seasons with the Cincinnati Reds, Seattle Mariners, and the Chicago White Sox. Name that Ken.
Oh, Lord, I have no idea. I'm not into sports. Country music, yes. Sports, not so much.
3, 2, 1. Need a guess.
No.
Does anybody? Okay, well, that is actually an answer. Anybody have an answer or a guess here?
I have no clue either.
Producer MYK?
I give up.
Gosh, I'm the manliest man in Indy. It's Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, all right, never heard of him.
All right, cool.
Sounds familiar now.
Yeah, there you go. You learn something new every day. What about this? This Kenneth is a famous American clothing designer. Can you name?
I know this.
Can you name that Kenneth? Should she know this one, right, Alex? Should she know this?
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
I know it.
All right, you got 3, 2, 1. Need a guess.
No.
A no would have been taken as well. Alex, can you tell her who that famous Kenneth is?
Kenneth Cole.
You, Alex, would have been correct.
Son of a gun.
Yep, exactly. I'm sorry, I should have just done all famous Kennys and country. All right, your next one. I got faith in you, though. Come on, you got to get these next two. Otherwise, somebody else on hold is going to win. This Kenny is really talented with his lips. He's actually known for his talent on the saxophone. Can you name that Kenny?
I can see his face.
2.
Hold on, don't give up on me.
1. You need an answer now or you're going to lose. I'm going to give you an extra 3.
I think I know.
2. You're probably right. 1. Give me an answer, please.
Right on the tip of my tongue.
Were you going to say Kenny G?
That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Yeah, said yes.
I played saxophone in high school. What the hell?
Sure.
Wait,
poser.
You played in high school? So is this your jam right here? This Kenny G right here?
Oh, you know it.
It's Songbird on Radio Now.
We just got a tweet from Goofball Island at Joan Allen Show. She said, fun fact, Barbie does have a last name. Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts. You know what? Shut up, Goofball Island. Go back to your Goofball Island. I don't want to hear that. That ruins everything for me.
Millicent?
It's not. I refuse to believe. It's not Roberts. Millicent Roberts. What are you?
Thank you, Goofball. I appreciate your knowledge.
Go back to Goofball Island where you belong.
You are a genius. Now, hey, we got to say goodbye, though, to Allie because...
Oh, sorry, Allie.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You laid a big stinker out there. All right, cool. All right, let's see here. We got to get rid of her, and then we got to pick somebody else. Jamie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this doesn't really matter because you won automatically, but I'm going to give you the last Kenny clue. This Kenny always wears an orange parka. He has some friends named Stan, Kyle, and Eric. Can you name that Kenny?
I have no clue. I knew all the other ones.
I don't know this either.
Let me start it again. This Kenny always wears an orange parka. He's got some friends named Stan, Kyle, and Eric. I'll give you his last name. His last name is Eric Cartman.
Oh,
from Boy Meets World, maybe? I don't know.
You know what? You really do not deserve these tickets. No, it's Kenny McCormick, or I would have taken Kenny from South Park. Boy Meets World?
South
what the hell is wrong with you?
Boy Meets World!
All right, thank you, Kenny. All right, hey, congratulations, Jamie. You really didn't know anything, but that doesn't matter because you still win this morning. Way to go!
Hey!
All right. We're hooking you up with those Paramore tickets. They have got their tour, which I hope I can get tickets to. The After Laughter Summer Tour. It's going to be here Sunday. Yep, Sunday, July 7th at the Farm Bureau Insurance Lawn at White River State Park. Congratulations, and hang on.